This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The case for a deflating economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. There's news today that car and truck sales are up 8% at Chrysler. Ford is up more than 13%. Sales of Ford pickups went through the roof. The government reports on factory orders in just a couple minutes. On Tuesdays, we check in live with Julie Niemann, analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
So checking the manufacturing data that we already have in hand, you've been looking at what we learned from the folks who do the ordering at factories.
And it's been very strong recently. You know, we're looking at about 50.9 this last month, up from 49 in May. It's positive, but it still is sluggish in certain areas, right direction. The big concern, though, three major industries, transportation, chemicals, computer, and electronics, all of those were down. About 30,000 jobs a month are being lost in manufacturing. The unemployment section of it is down, from 50 down to 48. What's happening here? Exports fell. Weak new orders coming in. Weak for the job markets here. So we're really faced with unemployment getting worse, not better.
And if that's the case, that might suggest that the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve, setting economic policy, might be more inclined for a little more stimulus.
Well, Uncle Ben over the last few weeks has been trying to desensitize the markets to future monetary moves, and ultimately that's going to be a good thing, but not now. It's going to be changes will all be data dependent, and this data says unemployment is not good. In fact, we're faced with deflation. We're looking at price declines throughout the economy. Consumer price index, wages, gold, commodity, stocks, bonds, all of these things are going down right now, so deflation is our concern. Bill Gross basically can put away his whip inflation now buttons.
The famous bond guy. All right. Well, at least we're selling a lot of pickup trucks at Ford. Julie Niemann at Smith Moore & Company. Thank you very much.
You bet.